Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Tens of thousands of Jewish worshipers and Christian pilgrims recently gathered at the Western Wall in Jerusalem for the annual priestly blessings. That's the headline. Mickey Madad comes to this broadcast table in a moment with the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Is there any biblical directive to the Jewish people for such a opportunity for the priest to bless the congregation?
Well, Jimmy, of course it is quite biblical, in which God himself informs Moses and Aaron that the priests, the what we call in Hebrew Kohanim, are to pronounce a short three-sentence blessing upon the people, expressing God's love, his desire to favor them, and his wish that they live in peace. And that is done usually at the time through the temple service. Now we're about 2,000 years later. We haven't the temple anymore. And so both actually in Christian and in Jewish sources, so looking back now, we have to sort of free ourselves from what we know today and realize that at the time of the temple, when the three main pilgrimage festivals took place, Passover, the Festival of Weeks, and the Festival of Tabernacles, not only as many Jewish people would come as possible, but also at that time, non-Jewish, and it was in the open squares of the Temple Mount that these blessings were said. We keep it today in the Jewish tradition, abroad in the lands of our diaspora. It's only done on those three festivals. But of course, being that people come, as you mentioned, both Christians and, of course, Jews, on the pilgrim festivals, the opportunity to sort of relive this, reenact, reconnect us to what the temple was and in believing in God in such a sense of a direct message between God through the Kohanim to the people. I mean, they're not performing anything in his place. They're simply acting as agents. But to pass on that message to us, for those who could read it in the Bible, lifting up my face to you, I promise you peace, this is a very powerful, spiritual, ethical, and moral, and practical message that all peoples can learn from.
Winky Madad with the details on the giving of the priestly blessings by the temple priest to Jews and Christians gathered at the Western Wall in Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. In the Old Testament, in the book of Numbers, chapter 6 and verse 23 through verse 26, the Lord commands the priest from the temple to bless the people. This event recently in Jerusalem is part of the preparations for the rebuilding of the next temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. All other preparations have been made, as is prophesied in the Word of God. We today are living in the days of that next temple. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...